From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. France has tightened its borders and declared a state of emergency after Paris was hit by a new wave of terrorist attacks Friday night that killed at least 120. Lisa Bryant reporting now from the French capital.
Police cordoned the area around a popular musical spot called the Bataclan, where dozens of hostages had been held earlier Friday evening, and a number had been killed. Ambulances and fire trucks maneuvered around a crowd of journalists and curious bystanders. The Bataclan was one of several spots targeted by gunfire and explosions around the city. The casualties are far higher than January's attacks here in the French capital. Witnesses told the media they had seen two or three individuals enter the Bataclan. The assailants reportedly started firing wildly with automatic rifles. Some witnesses described a bloodbath.
Mes chers compatriotes, au moment où je m'exprime, des attaques terroristes d'une ampleur sans
précédent. In a televised address, French President François Hollande described the attacks as horrific and said the government had mobilized all its forces to neutralize the threats and secure the areas. Besides the Bataclan, there was an explosion near the Stade de France sports stadium and gunfire in several places not far from the Bataclan. Police cars were still racing through the city early Saturday morning. Officers had sealed off new streets, and they told passersby to head on home. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And in reaction, President Obama said the attacks were, in his words, outrageous, an attempt to terrorize civilians. British Prime Minister David Cameron on Twitter offered all of his country's help. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the attacks, as did the Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News.